And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. A lot going on, I know, Deborah.
An unbelievably exciting time in town. It seems like it just keeps getting better and better every year and every month, Ed. So I'm just thrilled to be back and share some of what's coming up.
Where do you start?
Well, the first place I'm going to start is actually yet a week or 10 days away, but you can only hope in the course of a career to be present at some landmark moments in a community's development and cultural growth. Mm-hmm. And here in Miami, we are all celebrating not one major landmark moment that opened earlier this month, and that was the Perez Art Museum Miami's opening. But in about 10 days, we are going to have another unbelievably landmark experience when Gable Stage, our wonderful theater company, is going to present Antony and Cleopatra. This is an incredible collaboration with two of the world's most prestigious theaters, the Public in New York City and the Royal Shakespeare Company from the UK. And this is really going to be one of the most exciting theater events in our city's history. And what Gable Stage and its partners have developed is an adaptation of Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra, directed by Miami's own award-winning playwright, Terrell Alvin McCraney. And he has taken the production and set it on the eve of the Haitian Revolution against the French. So it's just going to be a remarkable cultural moment and an incredibly brilliant artistic endeavor. Gable Stage is actually moving the whole production over to the Colony Theater for its entire run. So it will be over at the Colony Theater on Miami Beach, opening January 10th and running through February 9th. Hats off to Joe Adler and his entire organization for putting Miami on the theater cultural map, as we are now in so many of the other disciplines. And I just can't I'm beside myself with joy that these things are happening here. It's really a dream come true.
Yes, indeed.
Back to other events, although I could go on with that for a while. Tomorrow afternoon at the Knight Concert Hall, the Arts Center is presenting its Free Family Fest, another one in that series. And this is going to feature Dan Zanes and friends, and they'll be warming up the stage with a family holiday sing-along jam session. And the concert features multicultural holiday hits, such as Let It Snow, as well as Jewish, Arabic, and Latino favorites. And that's over at the Arch Center tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. New Year's Eve, of course, is chock full of parties and celebrations and seriously cool places to be all over town. Our clubs and hotels are hosting fantastic events to ring in the new year. And there are New Year's Eve bashes at downtown Miami's Bayfront Park, including, of course, the now iconic Big Orange Drop descending the Intercontinental Hotel. The city of Miami Beach has its extraordinary celebration along Ocean Drive, and they're just going to be unbelievably fun, civic as well as club scene and party scene activities all over town. Too many to get into, but if you're interested, definitely check out the website for a complete listing. Opening on New Year's Eve, actually, Tuesday, December 31st, and running through January 5th, at the Ziff Ballet Opera House at the Arts Center, they're presenting the musical Elf. It's an original musical that brings the heartwarming tale of Buddy, an orphan who mistakenly believes he's really one of Santa's elves. It's just a wonderful, joyous, and lighthearted musical over at the Arts Center. Miami's own Mad Cat Theater Company is presenting Mixtape 2, Amagama Forza Zuma, and that is a mouthful, but in addition to that, it's opening at the Miami Theater Center's Sandbox Theater, Miami Shores, opening January 3rd and running through January 19th. Again, sort of a mixtape, literally, of theater and film art forms. Coming up, we have some great chamber music performances, principally at the University of Miami Gusman Concert Hall, and including on Sunday, January 5th, the Brahms Chamber Music Masterwork Series is presenting Joseph Kalickstein, Roberto Diaz, and Ricardo Morales, featuring an all-Brahms program, and that's over at the University of Miami's Gusman Concert Hall, January 5th, and the following weekend, Sunday, January 12th, Artists in Residence at the FIU campus, and that's the Amarnay String Quartet, also going to be performing Sunday, January 12th at the University of Miami Gusman Concert Hall. And, of course, January 6th through 12th, it's Young Arts Week 2014. More than 170 Young Arts finalists are going to take over the Young Arts campus right here in downtown Miami. And the performance gala is on Saturday the 11th, featuring none other than the brilliant contemporary choreographer Bill T. Jones. Coming up in a couple of weeks as well, we have the New World Symphony performing Friday, January 10th at the New World Center. They are going to be under the baton of James Gaffigan, who is one of the most outstanding young American conductors working today. And the program is going to feature the incredible Prokofiev Fifth Symphony, which was written during the final year of World War II and immediately deemed one of that Russian composer's best for its consoling but uplifting nature. And then the very next night over at the Arts Center, the New World Symphony and Maestro Gaffigan are going to be joined by Grammy Award-winning violinist Hilary Hahn, who is making her debut with the New World Symphony, performing Mozart's Turkish Violin Concerto. Again, brilliant program, should be an extraordinary evening of music. And right across the street in the Opera House, January 10th through the 12th, is Miami City Ballet's program number 2, featuring the George Balanchine signature work, Concerto Barocco, which is set to the Bach Violin Concerto. It also is featuring the company premiere of contemporary choreographer Nacho Duato's Jardí Tancat, which is based on Catalan folk songs. It also is going to feature a performance of Chutes and Ladders by choreographer Justin Peck to the music of Benjamin Britten. And finally, to round out the program, is Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, featuring choreography by the visionary Alexei Ratmansky. And that is at the Arts Center from January 10th through 12th. An incredible lineup of things to enjoy and savor. And again, no reason to sit still. Get out and enjoy the great art that is defining this city.
Deborah, where can we find out more information about these and many, many other events?
And many, many other events on our website, which is miamidadearts.org. All one word, miamidadearts.org.
We thank Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, for all of that information. And great weekend and a great New Year's to you, Deborah.
Thanks so much, Ed. You too.
We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer and our technical director today. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Judith Bishop, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell wishing you a Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Enjoy.